The X Factor, Unprecedented Spending Could Be Republicans' Midterm Trump Card. By Matt Mercer on September 9, 2026. Never before has a president's political operation invested in a midterm the way President Trump and the MAGA movement are backing Republicans this year. When President Trump's MAGA Incorporated Super PAC dropped $10 million into the Texas U.S. Senate race, the spigot was officially turned on for the group's closely watched plans to help bolster the GOP's congressional majorities. MAGA Incorporated filed a statement of organization shortly after President Trump's landslide victory in November 2024. Since that time, relentless fundraising has built the PAC a $400 million war chest. Just after the $10 million spent in Texas, MAGA Incorporated is also reportedly funneling cash into offshoots. One of those, No Going Back PAC, has laid down over $47 million for television ads in six Senate races: Alaska, Georgia, Michigan, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Ohio. The PAC is also shoring up the Pennsylvania congressional district of Representative Scott Perry. Additionally, No Going Back PAC is paying for direct mail in North Carolina and Iowa's Senate races and 11 U.S. House races, AKO1, AZO2, AZO6, Florida 14, MIO7, Michigan 10, Mount 01, New York 17, Texas 23, WAO3, and WIO1. What makes this spending significant is that while affiliated groups attached to House and Senate leaders have long carried critical roles in determining the control of Congress, this is newer terrain for a White House. Republican leaders have close to $1 billion to spend across party committees and PACs, an amount not seen in a midterm cycle. This fact went over the heads of establishment Republicans and corporate media, who spent months wondering if or when the resources would be deployed, and not realizing this level of engagement was atypical and another example of how President Trump is keyed in on continuing the America First movement beyond his second term. Only in a handful of midterm cycles has the party in power been able to maintain or add to their margins. It has happened just five times over the past century and a half. The last time was 2002, just a year after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. The sprint to Election Day is on, and Republicans' best hope of winning in November rests on using every advantage at their disposal. What President Trump's team has focused on has been a strategy to use mid-decade redistricting to shrink the playing field in the House and wield a money advantage there and in Senate contests on the ballot. This is the scenario that President Trump's team has been preparing to ensure that 2027 and 2028 are not spent with impeachment hoaxes and oversight committee witch hunts.